Milo, there's no gender pay gap, but here are 11 reasons why there should be. By Milo on June 1, 2015. The gender pay gap is one of the most persistent myths put about by feminists and social justice warriors. It has been comprehensively debunked. In the UK and US, women in their 30s are actually paid more than men for the same work. But it's still repeated endlessly by journalists, activists, and even presidents. Even though it's not true, should it be? Is there an argument that we ought to pay women less? Some people think there is a case for purposefully remunerating women less generously. They say it's like any financial incentive, designed to nudge people into happier and more productive lifestyles. With the rise of the comically absurd hashtag GiveWomenYourMoney hashtag on Twitter, I thought the idea deserved closer inspection. Supporters of what I am sure will come to be called hashtag pay women less correctly point to social incentives built into the tax systems of most Western countries designed to encourage, or discourage, certain life choices, such as tax breaks for married couples. They say, if it's being done already anyway, why can't we make the case for our vision of the good life? A variety of statistics and scientific observations, some of them quite compelling, are used to make the case that incentivizing women to stay home by introducing a gender pay gap is better for everyone in the long run. Here are a few arguments I've come across for reversing pay equality. 1. Women like it. Why do women get a kick out of bagging a man who earns a lot more than they do? Because it frees them up to focus on the home, on children, and on other hobbies. Women usually strive for a more balanced life than men, which is why they work fewer hours, take longer holidays, and earn less for their companies. So being given the freedom to raise a family is a chance most women would jump at. 2. Men pay more throughout relationships. From that first date to who pays the most off the mortgage to the shared American Express, men pay more throughout their relationships. Shouldn't pay packets recognize the fact? 3. Actually, men pay more for everything. The so-called poll tax is something all men have to live with. Men pay more, not only for insurance. In the US, men pay nearly 60% more into Medicare and other state medical benefits programs despite women using services more. Women's insurance premiums used to be higher to reflect their higher usage of resources, but that was outlawed by Obamacare, so whether using public or private health care, men now subsidize women significantly when it comes to health. When you factor in higher educational costs and all the other financial penalties for having a penis, it can be over 10% more expensive to be a man. 4. Men need to save for divorce rape. It's a silly name, but a real problem. When marriage breaks down, it's men who get taken to the cleaners. Their wealth, reputations, and access to their children are all on the line. Women can walk away with a fortune, having in many cases done very little to contribute to savings or equity in the family home. Child support payments can be crippling. 5. It's insurance against unfair criminal sentences. Here's a male privilege men could learn to do without, controlling for all relevant variables. Men receive 63% longer sentences for the same crimes as women. Women are twice as likely to avoid incarceration when convicted. If we are sending men to prison more frequently and for longer periods of time, it's only right they have an economic edge to pay for lawyers and other prison necessities, like soap on a rope. 97.1% of death penalty executions take male lives, even though women commit 10% of murders. Actually, they might be responsible for more. But women often use methods like poison that can be difficult or impossible to trace after the fact and leave less evidence at the scene. 6. Women refuse to do the nasty jobs. Out of college, one of the top paying fields is petroleum engineer. But women stubbornly refuse to apply for highly paid but grubby jobs. Why all this focus on the software industry and women in tech? Don't we need more female coal miners, lumberjacks, truck drivers, not you, Rosie O'Donnell, slaughterhouse operatives, and steeplejacks? I learned programmable logic controller development in the slaughtering and packing facilities too, says one critic. Women want IT jobs, start there. 7. Men stick with their jobs and earn more for their companies. Men are more likely to stick with their careers and be a long-term benefit to their companies. Men on average make more money for the companies they work for. They take shorter holidays and they work much longer hours. 8. Men are constantly discovering new and imaginative ways to die at work. Mentally disabled and physically challenged men can be put on the front line. But women aren't, so even though the armed forces is 15% female, 97% of combat deaths and casualties since the Gulf War have been male. And men make up pretty much all the workplace deaths back home. 2. At least 93% of workplace deaths are male. 9. And at home. 10. Men need the help, frankly. More women go to college. By a significant margin. Should men be subsidizing all these state-funded gender studies courses? Most people would say number 57.7% of college places now go to women. But even that doesn't tell the whole story, because for some reason men are now dropping out of school, at unprecedented rates. For four-year college degrees, 1.35 women graduate for every male. Men make up only 44% of college applicants. Women are now routinely hired over men with the same qualifications, just for having boobs. 11. Paying women less would incentivize them to stay home, protecting the nuclear family and reducing single motherhood. Growing economies understand the importance of the nuclear family. There's no clamor for gay marriage in China or India, where governments recognize that families are the cohesive glue that binds society together. Having a mom and dad at home is better for children, all the studies agree. The breakdown of the nuclear family, especially in ethnic minority communities, has been a disaster for community cohesion and has driven crime rates through the roof. Now look, ladies. I'm not saying if you work like a man, take risks like a man, and negotiate like a man that you're not due a man's wage. What I'm saying is, it's fairly clear by the numbers that most women don't, and they make that choice willingly and consciously. The hashtag Give Your Money to Women crowd want a wage that is inconsistent with the level of actual labor that they contribute to the workforce. Sorry girls, but tweeting isn't work, and the value they generate in the economy. There's no reason men and women should be paid the same, when they don't work the same. Food for thought.